Next question is Shirley, Shirley Layenai. Date of birth is 11/24/55. She's a 69-year-old woman that resides in Houston. She was a provider for years, lives with her grandson right now. Patient suffers from hypertension, history of fatty liver, COPD, DJD, spinal stenosis, period. Only surgery she's had is foot surgery and hysterectomy social. She's a smoker. She's not married. She's divorced. She has 5 children, allergy, non medications. Amlodipine 10 milligram once a day, calcium, albuterol 2 puffs four times a day on a PRN basis, and atorvastatin 40 milligram once a day. Patient recently was diagnosed with fatty liver, has an appointment to see the liver specialist next week, period. Shirley is being evaluated today for possible end of life care, period. Family history, mom and dad died of cancer and diabetes complication. Review of systems, she's able to ambulate, she still smokes. She actually goes down from the apartment downstairs to smoke. She has a tendency to socialize while she's smoking. She does have issues with pain in her knees and DJD and spinal stenosis. She has no nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no meningitis, no seizure convulsion. Her weight has been stable. Vital signs, 110 over 70, pulses 88, respirations 1802, sat 96%. Heart pulses, one pulse of 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rash. Patient is rather obese. Assessment number 1, COPD, patient needs to quit smoking. Number 2, continue with albuterol inhaler. Number 3, hypertension controlled. Number 4, history of fatty liver, scheduled to see the specialist for her liver next week. Next number, patient is in need of home health services but does not meet the criteria for hospice or palliative care at this time. There's no there's no hospice diagnosis and or expectancy of life for less than 6 months. Thank you.